The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. The following segment paid for by the Anthony Pope Law Firm.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
And now, it's time for An Audience with the Pope, featuring esteemed, distinguished, and renowned trial attorney, Anthony Pope.
Oh, wait a minute. I've been here. How long have I been here? 6 years? We're going in. Who has an opening like that? Frankie, how did that happen? Who put that together?
It was nice. He has an intro that doesn't include former in his introduction.
or breathing air. Joe Piscopo.
Superstar. You know? Anthony, welcome, man. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you. Welcome back.
We've been talking. Anthony, you got early because there was no traffic today?
Yeah, it was crazy. I came in really early from Jersey.
You're the man.
But fortunately, Starbucks was open next door. So.
Yeah. You came in. Listen,
I've been hanging with you guys.
So this is very exciting. And I see the phone calls. Hold the calls. Because I want to go to a couple of 6 after 8 o'clock. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook. How are you? By the way, Steve from the LAPD. Anthony's a former cop. Steve, he went on the Big Perlo tour with us. And what a great guy with his lovely wife. Steve, thanks for watching, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your service to the Los Angeles Police Department. Appreciate you watching out there. You know, I went over and I saw the cops, Anthony. I'm walking down Italy. Me and a couple of Debbie was with us, Frankie V, and Steve from the LAPD. Everybody had gone, and we're walking in Florence. This was last week. And I see Polizia Italiana. I see the cops. They look like movie stars, all the cops. You ever see those cops with the automatic weapons, with the beards, the cigarettes? They got cigarettes. They smoke while they're on duty. They don't care. Yeah. I said, Steve, I got to get a picture with these guys, with the cops. So he goes, wait, I got this. He walks over. He's got his LAPD badge. He flashes it. LAPD. They go, oh, hey, bye, come on.
That's great.
They took a nice picture. I took a picture. Then Debbie said, wow, look at those handsome guys.
Debbie
took the picture. So, Steve, thank you for your service, brother. And God bless you. Thanks for joining us on that Perilla tour. Great to have you with us. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Speaking of police, Anthony Pope was a cop at 19 years old. It's a great story. Went on to be a prosecutor in Essex County, New Jersey. Worked out while he was at the this is a dear friend, so forgive me. And this is a great human interest story and why I'm proud to bring it to the airwaves. Because I love success. I love what you go through and you meet me and we talk after it's a show or whether it's in the street or whether it's Steve with the Los Angeles Police Department or Joey Falco, my buddy, who's done so much and working and having such a great time. I love Mimi, my friend, everybody's with us, Guy and Bernadette, all the people that we meet, the family that is out there. Anthony, to put himself through school, worked in a junkyard in Newark, New Jersey. Was that what it was?
It was a yard that they put toxic waste and junk.
Oh, that's
while
good.
I was going
How
to law
feeling,
school,
right?
working
you're...
with the prosecutor's office. Yeah, it was funny because I'm working a part-time job for extra money. I think I was making $7 an hour, and it's January. It's freezing, and I hear some scraping at the trailer, which I'm sitting in, and I said, what is that? And I open up the window, and it's rats trying to get into the trailer because it's so cold outside, you know? So
at the time,
I had a weapon on me because I was an investigator, and I fired a couple shots just to make them scurry away. But I went back to reading, and I said, well, it can't get any worse than this. It can only get better. I'm in a trailer with rats trying to get in. So.
And your dad, tell me about your dad for a second before we talk about the podcast that you do with AM 970.
Yeah, you know, my father was a wonderful man. He was a World War II veteran. He landed at Normandy the first day, one of the first incursions into Normandy.
Wow.
And he was a hero of mine, there's no question, you know, and he was born and raised in Newark, and his father passed away when he was 8 years old, so he was working in a gas station, at 8 years old for 10 cents a night.
Wow, my God.
And, you know, just a hardworking guy, humble guy, beautiful guy. Died much too early, but and my mom was just the matriarch of the family.
Beautiful
Gloria,
guy.
Yeah,
beautiful guy.
She'll be gone 7 years, but you know that's the key to everything. You know, having a family setting like that, when you grow up with parents like I did, I won the lottery. I really did. Just
and,
to have
and your
parents
dad
like
was
them.
A truck driver, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was a truck driver, trailer driver, truck driver. Yeah.
So tell me about if you would. We're going to go to the podcast and what you're talking about, but you got to tell me when you got that sign. You and I believe in that. Sometime you, Anthony, and forgive me, I'm going to get into this because he's one of my best friends. You got the sixth sense, and you see things and feel things. People have that. I think sometimes I see that. Mm-hmm. What happened with your father? Remember, you said he's going to leave you a sign, and then you saw something on a truck.
Oh yeah, well it was.
Forgive me, is that too personal?
No, it's not at all. No, his nickname was Nooch. Everybody called him Uncle Nooch. You know, his name was Anthony, but everybody called him Uncle Nooch from when he was a little kid.
Yeah.
And I was coming down to 80 once, and I said, you know, I just wish Dad. I was talking to him, you know, if they give me a sign. And here comes this truck with a license plate that said Nooch. And I looked at it. I said, that's crazy.
Wow.
I said, that's unreal. You know?
Yeah.
So,
out of all things.
Look, you know, it is what it is. You know, the fate, either you have faith or you don't have faith.
Yeah.
And faith means not having any real evidence to prove something.
Yeah.
So either you believe or you don't.
Yeah.
You know, and as a lawyer, that's always tough for me because everything I do is based on evidence. So.
Well, as all my legal friends, including Judge Napolitano, including, you know, Arthur Idala, they all know you. They love you. Tell us about the podcast. We're very excited that you're here on the station with the podcast.
Yeah, I want to kick it off today, the first series. And, you know, this audience with the Pope, this is something that happened when New Jersey Magazine did an article on me a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was with the Super Lawyers Magazine.
Right.
They interviewed me, and I wasn't sure what they were going to call it. And so all of a sudden the magazine comes out and there it is, an audience with the Pope.
Yeah, I remember. That was
so
great.
So I said, that's pretty cool, you know, because I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have thought it was disrespectful even to say an audience with the Pope.
A lot of us wish you were the Pope, Anthony. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Hey, I'll tell you.
You know,
I'm
the podcast, I just want to give some information to the public. And one of the things I wanted to talk about first is what I think is the cornerstone of our Constitution, and it's due process. And while you're watching the news and you're listening to everybody on the news and you're seeing the division that exists politically, you're seeing the foundation of Washington, Congress and the Senate. You see so much divide there. Ladies and gentlemen, our due process rights are clearly the cornerstone of our Constitution to a large extent and to our civilization. The idea that no one can take your liberty, can take your property without due process. Due process is involved in civil litigation. It's involved in criminal litigation. And really what it is that fundamental fairness that exists. What our forefathers wanted for us is a government to be balanced, a government to balance their powers with fairness for the people, with the rights of the people. And before anything can happen, you need to be put on notice of an allegation, whether it's eminent domain, whether it's a criminal charge that you've been falsely accused of, whether it's a civil action that somebody's suing you, you have to be put on notice. You have to be given the opportunity to be heard. Mm. You have to have discovery. You have to know what it is that somebody's saying about you. You have the right to confront people who are saying something against you. You have the right to call the government to task and make them answer and be accountable for their actions. And that seems to be a problem today. I watch the news and it scares me because my idea of due process is that absolute balance. And when the government or the state or another individual comes after one of us, we have the right to ask for everything that's involved in it, have transparency about it, the right to defend ourselves, the right to be secure our persons and property. You know, it goes so far and so deep. And everything that's happening today, when there's a lack of transparency, when there's too much politics that's injected into the process, that due process is lost. Then the transparency gets lost. The right to discovery, the right to confront witnesses, all of that seems to be taking somewhat of a back seat to simply people's narratives and their particular views.
This is why we wanted Anthony on this particular situation and topic, because how many times have I railed about what happened with the Mueller probe and you and I have talked about it off camera and off mic, how they go in, how they went after Michael Cohen, good, bad, and different, however you feel about Michael Cohen, they broke that client-lawyer privilege between Donald J. Trump, Citizen Trump, and Michael Cohen. How did they get in there? And Roger Stone's lawyer, jurors are being picked today. Roger Stone is, Frankie, what is it up to? $3 million now is legal?
That's what his legal bill is, yes.
Anthony Pope, a Gestapo-style raid, and we love the Department of Justice, we love the FBI, we love all law enforcement, but when you get somebody like Robert Mueller to abuse it, and the Democrats to abuse it, and then, so listen to the collateral damage we have now, what happened, and Roger Stone, General Flynn, Paul Manafort still in jail, I don't care what he did outside, it was for Russia collusion. They diverted. Explain to me how the government can come in and say, okay, we're going in for Russia collusion, but you know what? You did something else, and we're going to lock you in solitary confinement because you said you did something else. How in the name of God in the United States of America does this happen?
Well, Joe, you know, there's a lot of issues you just raised, so it's difficult to answer them all. But there's no question when people come to me and they're charged with an offense, the federal government or the state charges them with something, and they say, how strong is my adversary? And I say, well, they've won two world wars, and they print their own money.
Yeah.
You know, so when you have an enemy like that, and when I use the word enemy, I don't mean that to belittle or to criticize the men and women that work within the institutions.
Understood.
And I think that there are people that have integrity, they do the right thing, but the institution as a whole is being compromised because politics is playing too much of a role.
Yeah.
So I say this to all the viewers. Please understand that your due process rights are still within the Constitution. They have to be strong, but you have to stand up to it. You have to believe that. So when you go out and vote today, whoever you vote for, I could care less. Vote for somebody that believes in the Constitution. Vote for somebody that believes in due process. Mm. Vote for somebody that wants transparency. Mm. We cannot have politics be playing such a role in our system. The balance between government and the people is being lost. The pendulum has swung much too far one way, and it's because of the politics that's going on in Washington. So for the viewers, my law firm is dedicated to due process. Whether it's a family law case, whether it's a criminal case, a personal injury case, you have the right to be defended. You have the right to bring an action against someone else. Yeah. We have a right to, under the law, be protected. And especially in criminal cases, nobody ever, ever should be found guilty unless the evidence is beyond every and all reasonable doubt. Fight for your rights. Fight for your rights, because it doesn't seem like the people we've elected are doing exactly that.
It's so true. And the collateral damage of the Mueller probe. The collateral, Hope Hicks, people we don't even know about. Michael Caputo comes on the show. Millions of dollars. Reputations ruined. How homes lost. You see it firsthand because the government has unlimited resources and they're going right at now. And the U.S.
There's no question.
The Southern District of New York now, you know, they accused Rudolph Giuliani of this. I'm trying to think, well, what did Rudy do? They just say things and it sticks and then they accuse people because on hearsay. So it's great that you're telling me that you. Listen, if God forbid something happened, you're the guy to go to in that because you wouldn't let it go by.
Well, no, listen, I've been fighting for it. I started my career as a police officer.
Yeah.
I was a detective in the narcotics squad. I was an assistant prosecutor in Essex County, and I've been a defense attorney now for the last, 27, 28 years. So due process is something that I always stood by.
Yeah.
And when I was on the side of the government, I believed in it. And I believe my job was to seek justice. It wasn't to get a conviction. See, that's what troubles me today, because prosecutors too much just want a conviction.
Yeah.
Prosecutors are supposed to fight for justice.
Yeah.
And if you think that the case is not strong enough, and if you think that someone's been charged or accused unwrongly, you're the first person that's supposed to come up and dismiss something. Okay? My job as a defense attorney is to win. My job is to punch holes in the government's case to raise reasonable doubt. And if I do that, then I've held the standard for the Constitution that you can never find someone guilty. Because, look, we know people have been found guilty. We know people have gone to jail that were innocent. Okay, it happens. Listen, we're the best of an imperfect system, but we have to strive to make it better. And when we have political leaders that don't want to make it better, when they're more concerned about politics and reelection, and they allow the Constitution to take a back seat, that's when we run into trouble. So due process of law, the cornerstone of our Constitution. Thanks for listening. I'll see you again.
Anthony Pope right there. Well said, Anthony. I swear to God. So where can we find it now? Where can we find the podcast? We'll go to am970theanswer.com
or just listen here every Tuesday at 8.
That's great. Anthony, proud to know you, man. You're a great friend.
Likewise, Joe.
And thanks for always being there for my family,
of course,
too, man.
Of course.
God bless you. Very proud to know Anthony Pope. Before we go, I got did we lose the one phone call? I got to grab the phone. Well, all right. We'll go to Debbie. We'll come back. My buddy called from Prato La Sera, Anthony. I met somebody, Debbie, from the show the other night. He goes, I'm from Prato La Sera. That's my grandfather's hometown over there. It was so nice that he came to the show, and we'll chat with him in a second. Also, Debbie, thank you for mentioning the Nassau County cop. Donna was there with us as well.
Yes, she was.
And thank you for your service, and we appreciate that. Debbie, thanks, and thanks for bringing up all the Debbie was like the glue, Anthony, that held this whole trip together.
Is that right?
She was like,
I'm not surprised, Debbie.
Anthony, you've got to go with us next time. It was so fun.
I want to, for sure.
We'll get him there. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Debbie is out there looking out for you on the roads right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the inbound GWB. It's 10 minutes into town. Lincoln 20. Holland Tunnel, that's going to be 20 to 25 in. Now, the outbound Lincoln Tunnel is a problem with a large tractor trailer stuck in the right lane trying to get outbound at the Lincoln. We're seeing delays on 1 and 9. 1 and 9 northbound at Sip Ave in Jersey City. All lanes closed with a pedestrian accident there. The LIE westbound remains closed out by Comac Road. It's a four-car accident. Serious injuries involved in that one. Medevac left the scene. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume here on the southbound New York State Thruway, heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, the Sawmill South in Thornwood, an accident being cleared. Cloudy today, chance of some showers, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees a major victory for our country and the president.
Biggest foreign policy achievement in the Trump administration, arguably. Big, big day, right? Huge day for the president of the United States and for this country, most of all. Number one terrorist in the world, taken out by our Army Special Forces.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation. And we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
I just looked quickly to see who was texting me. I never text and drive.
I was just changing my music. My eyes never left the road, I swear.
He was just there. He came out of nowhere in the middle of the block. Is he going to be okay?
Drivers and pedestrians, see and be seen. The instant you stop paying attention could be the instant you'll always regret.
A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and the New York State Departments of Health and Transportation.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 824 telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. I'm going to do the math now. Watch this. I'll give you the 830. Ooh, that's 6 minutes. Joey Generosity on the radio. You want to experience a smart way to buy a car, Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth. You know what? When you go to Route 22 Toyota and you see Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and Johnny and Chris, and you see the great team and Alex Kinsella, the gentleman who gives you that 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, you know, you don't have to deal with dummies. We've had the dummy in the studio, which is always fun, you know, but you don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And now this, you got 5 minutes. It's 8:24 right now. I will give you that extra minute because I'm Mr. Generosity. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection. You get a free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. You don't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. You will experience the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new. The new customer lounge that Joey Generosity will play one day. The new customer lounge and the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. It's one-stop shopping. Again, all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family, that is Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
It's Jay Sekulow Live, airing at 5:20 p.m. due to the game on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
All right, we got it right here. It's election day today. We want you to go at 8:25 or now. What was it, game show music? What do you got? You
like for Belford. Do you want to text?
Wasn't this a game show?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
What was the game show? Love something?
No.
Was it the dating game?
No, it wasn't
dating game.
No, dating game had different music.
Someone will know. Yeah. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 8:26 right now. A lot going on right now. Commissioner O'Neill stepped down. Dermot Shea will be the commissioner. When does that take effect, Frankie Five Boroughs?
December.
And when? December?
December 1st.
So tonight, I will be on Ernie Anastas' show on Fox 5. Ernie's a great guy. Great New Yorker. Great guy. Great Greek American, if I can. And I'll be on with Ernie, and we'll be talking about the St. Francis Pantry. I'll be doing a show at the Chelsea Piers on Thursday. I'll be the entertainment there, honoring Jimmy O'Neill, honoring Commissioner O'Neill. And tonight, I'm supposed to be on the air with Jimmy O'Neill. You never know what's going to happen with the politics. I hope so. We'll be, in any case, I will be there on Ernie's show, 6 o'clock. It's local, not on the Fox Network, on Fox 5. And we'll be talking about how we can help out and feed the hungry. It's called Doodles for Hunger. It's a great organization. I found out through, of course, who else? John Catsimatidis, always. All good roads lead through John and Margo and the Catsimatidis family. So I'm proud to be there Thursday night. Friday, the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards at the Plaza Hotel. I'm so humbled to be there. Georgie Lopez is going to be entertainment. You know who else is going to be there? You know?
Who?
John DiDomenico.
Oh, he's very nice.
He's doing the Donald Trump thing.
Oh, he's doing Trump.
And he just got engaged.
He got engaged to the gal.
His birthday was the other day.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
So I sent a video to Rawlings of John D. He does an amazingly funny Donald Trump impression.
Right.
And a respectful Donald Trump impression, please. So he's going to come in and we're going to bring him out. So he's going to have some
That'll
fun.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. Rawlings Gold Glove.
And then I'll see you Saturday at the Army game.
Yeah, then that's Saturday.
We're going to have a blast.
Matter of fact, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do it because Mary works so hard on this. Mm-hmm. And even the boss said yesterday, he goes, Joe, you're going to the Army game? I said, boss, I said, you know what? We made the commitment. Big Al's going. It's going to be the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards run till about there's the show.
Late.
You'll have all the great athletes. You saw all the winners were announced on ESPN just the other night.
Right.
I'll be doing, and I'm the introduction there. All the greats of Major League Baseball are there. It's one of the great events. I'm so proud to be part of that, a small part of that.
No Don Henley this year?
But they got
no
George Lopez.
Oh, good.
And George, you know, see, there's an example. George, he goes up against the president, but we've been friends and we stay friends. If you don't like the president,
I
don't hate you.
John DiDomenico go back and forth? See, now that would be great.
Let me tell you this. At the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards Friday night, anything can happen. I'll tell you right now. So we're going to go up, but it goes late. There's an after party.
Thanks for the invite.
And there's everybody. You know, Al.
That's all right.
I was waiting for him to say that.
No, it's all right.
The fat man. I got the fat man going. Mm-hmm. My best friend is going.
Fat man. Not politically correct.
But no, but I shouldn't say that.
Right. I'm not fat.
My large man friend.
Your friend.
He's coming. Dave's coming up. Yeah. He's so excited. He's a sports fanatic, and he's coming. And then I'm going to go till Tuesday. I'll get a couple hours sleep, and then I'm going to be with Al Gattulo, and we're going to go see the Army game at West Point.
Yeah, we're
going
to have fun.
That's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Get ready
with Ed Romano, man.
Will you at least if there's a decent beer in the box, will you sip a beer with me?
Do I have a show the next week?
The next week.
I know. Look, I know.
Sip. I'm asking for a sip.
I'm in Beverly Hills the next week for Dr. Gupta. I got to go do a big show at. So I'm.
When's that?
I'll have a sip with you. If I have a big Mike's going to be driving, so I'll have a sip with you. How about that?
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I have a piece of ricotta in Italy. I'll have a sip. Hey, I'm living large.
I told my best friend last night. We were at an event last night. He's coming with me Saturday. I said, wait till you see Piscopo. I mean, really, wait till you see.
I know. Mary's saying, what food would you like in the suite? You want meatballs?
If there's anything that is tasteless in that suite, it's getting thrown out. You're eating something with flavor. I'm sorry. You are.
I said.
I'm about to sit you down.
Grilled chicken and rice in the suite at the
Can you give me the most bland? Whatever the army eats that's bland, I'll take that. Yeah. MREs, you got them? I'm ready to go.
K rations. Yeah. I'll have K rations.
No, MREs, that's what they are now. Meals ready to eat.
Thank you. We're going down to the field, man. That's
going
to be exciting.
Well, you're going down. I believe they're interviewing you during the pregame.
You should come with me.
No, I'm the second half they're going to bring me there. We're not allowed to be on the field at the same time. It's like, you know, the president when somebody gets hidden in the bunker.
Yeah.
You know, designated survivor. That's how it's going
to
be. Right, exactly.
You're going to stay behind. Hey, let me go. Frankie, election day. Give me the key points that people you got. Please
vote
go
no.
And vote. Please
vote no in New York.
Just, no. Not on question one. Hold on.
Give
two.
Us a break. Break it down, Frankie. Before we go to Al.
Well, my suggestion is that people should learn about these questions and what's in them in New York City. You know, I am a strong supporter of question one on the ballot, which if it passes, will have New York City change their whole system of voting to ranked choice voting, which Maine does this. San Francisco does it. A couple other cities do it. Cambridge, Massachusetts. But New York would be the largest city ever to do this. And basically what this would do is rather than just vote for one candidate is you rank your choices. You know, I like Joe Piscopo first, Frank Moreno second, Al Gattulo third. And then let me explain it because even That's Joey nice. Falco was texting me in the middle of the night asking what ranked choice voting was. So,
You buy Frank a bottle of expensive booze, we'll get that name mentioned. You'll get your name mentioned.
He did. Oh, yeah. I mean,
matter of fact, don't forget, vote for Robert Off.
No, but you know what?
That's right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned
that. But I give Frank credit.
I hope Robert Off will call in.
I give Frank credit. He tries to educate people, right? So he posts this. He has this great interview that he did about ranked choice voting.
Yeah. And all the other questions on
it. He posts it all over the place. Well, and these Moreno fans now start asking him about stuff that's answered in the interview.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Well, where can we find that, Frank?
I posted it on my Facebook page, and with your permission, maybe we will put it on the station's Facebook page as well. AM 970, The Answer, or it's right at the top of my Facebook page.
Yeah, of course we will.
Facebook.com/MoranoFan.
Matt's
saying
no.
But so this would be pretty interesting. Remember when Tiffany Caban almost got elected Queen
of
CA?
Okay. Scary.
So this would prevent that from happening, right? Because keep in mind, Tiffany Caban got, she almost got elected with 177 votes.
What are you doing?
She almost got elected even though 70% of Democrats voted for someone else.
Right.
But because all those candidates split the vote, Joe, she was almost able to eke in with a plurality. Ranked choice voting basically says, all right, well, if I like Judge Lasak second, or if I like Judge Lasak, but he doesn't have enough votes, then my second choice, which might be Melinda Katz, gets the choice. But the other one, especially if you're...
Are you probably distracted now?
No.
I mean, he's trying to have a serious...
No, it's okay.
He's trying to have a serious discussion. No, and Joe's like this.
I'm putting the eye drops. Hang on.
I'm putting eye drops.
I'm listening.
But especially if you're a supporter of the police, you want to consider voting no on question two in New York City, which would create a whole new level. It would give so much more teeth to the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which investigates police misconduct. It would force, if they make a determination about how a police officer should be disciplined, like remember the Pantaleo situation you were just talking about off air, is the CCRB came up with a recommendation, and we had Commissioner O'Neill sitting right here. Ultimately, it was up to him.
Yeah.
This changes that. Yeah. This makes it up to the CCRB. And if the commissioner deviates from that, he has to provide a written explanation to the CCRB as to why he's not going with their recommendation. They're also beefing up the CCRB by giving the public advocate, who in all likelihood is probably still going to be Jumaane Williams.
Well, unless you vote for Joe Borelli.
Well,
with due respect to Jumaane.
Yes, I voted for him.
Yeah. Yeah. So we want you to... Frankie, give me the questions and we're... So
it's on the back of the ballot. So question one is ranked choice voting.
Vote for... What do you vote on
I'm voting yes on everything except question two.
Which is
the Civilian Complaint Review Board.
Okay.
So vote no on two. I'm voting yes.
I voted yes.
And then if you're
else.
In New Jersey, I would suggest that you just get out and vote. Those 3 million folks that are registered that don't vote, please get out and vote. And all you got to do, there's great people running like John Bramnick, like Robert Auth, great people running. By the way, I love the good Democrats that are in New Jersey, that my longtime friends. But right now, they're not understanding that you can't tax us to death anymore. You just can't. We can't do it anymore. The property tax, even in the boondocks where I am. When I moved out in the boondocks in Jersey, I went out there because you get a bang for your buck, man. You can go out there and get some land. Not anymore. Now they're banging the municipal tax, the state, the federal. They're building a school. I got three superintendents in one area all making $200,000 plus a year. That's crazy. It's just got to stop. We got to take care of the pension and welfare problem. We got to create revenue. You got to cut spending. Somebody, and the Republicans are the only, and by the way, tough for me to say that, being a lifelong Dem. You're a Republican. But what I did when I went to Flemington the other day, I voted Republican across the line just as a revolt vote. And I don't know how else to tell you. You've got to shake it up the way we shook it up when we brought Donald Trump in.
Somebody just posted a T-shirt. Speaking of voting, yeah, it says voting 100% more effective than complaining on the Internet.
Bingo. 100%. Bingo. Right. Amen. 835, Big Al Gattulo's right here with the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
56 degrees at 835. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials in Hudson County are looking for the person behind a Halloween hit and run that left a victim in critical condition. Prosecutors announced yesterday a 36-year-old man was struck in Jersey City last Thursday night in the intersection of Christopher Columbus Drive and Grove Street by a minivan that never stopped. The victim was brought to Jersey City Medical Center, where he's now been upgraded to stable condition. Anyone with information concerning the driver is urged to contact the Regional Collision Investigation Unit with details. Westchester County is preparing to spread some holiday cheer to children who are in need. County Executive George Latimer will kick off the 2019 holiday toy drive at the McKellian Office Building in White Plains Wednesday. The drive is run by the county's Department of Social Services, takes place each year to ensure that foster children have a gift to open for the holidays. DSS is accepting gift cards and monetary donations. In addition to new unwrapped gifts, the drive will run from November 6th through December 13th. In sports, Giants gave up 21 fourth quarter points as the Cowboys pulled away for a 37-18 win. Kyrie Irving with 39 as the Nets held off the Pelicans 135-125. Rangers scored first but then gave up the next five goals in a 6-2 loss to the Senators at MSG. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go over to 287 northbound, up by 78, getting reports of some ongoing activity here, police department activity. 78 west exit 48, getting out toward Union, an accident. Problems on 1 and 9, truck route 1 and 9 north at Sip Ave in Jersey City. This is another accident investigation involving a pedestrian, so definitely avoid that. 17 north at route 80, an accident over in Hackensack. The LIE, major problems continue here. LIE westbound closed at Comac Road in Comac. It's a very serious accident involving four cars and an ongoing investigation there. Kind of busy on the Gowanus East, up by 38th with a disabled vehicle. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic southbound Thruway heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Palisades Parkway South exit 10, accident on the shoulder. Inbound GWB, a minor delay. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland still 25. Partly cloudy today. Chance of some showers. High of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. 908-994-5984. 888-994-5984 or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I can't.
I'll write a book. Would you get maple syrup on your head now?
Yeah. No, it's just a topic. I'm going to write a book, and then I'll tell you the inside line that goes on between.
Brought to you by Topics.
Yeah, brought to you by Al Gattulo, for crying out loud. Oh, it's so funny. Hey, I want to tell you about Balance of Nature. Here, this is the fruits I'm going to take. I will take in about an hour or so. And I have to tell you, I can't tell you a clinical study. I can't say like an FDA-approved clinical study because I'm not supposed to be able to do that. Yeah, and again, the FDA's got all these rules. But I'll tell you what has happened to me, what's happened to Frank and Al and Debbie, the whole morning team. We have just totally rejuvenated ourselves with Balance of Nature. And you could do the same thing. It's antioxidants in capsule form, vegetarian, whole food plants and vegetables and fruits in a vegetarian capsule. No fillers, no additives, stinky vitamins. You ever smell your multivitamin? That's all filler, man, and you just eliminate it. All you need is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, developed by the medical doctor, Dr. Douglas Howard. And Dr. Howard sat down, explained to me how he came up with this concept. Took him years to come up. Now, the whole Howard family, beautiful, beautiful family from Utah, they come up with this. They all work together. Lex, Sue, Dr. Howard's wife, the kids, the grandkids, they all work and make this clean, great product that fights the antioxidants, that puts the antioxidants in your body to fight the free radicals in your body. And I know that, being a cancer survivor. Al knows that. And now, I can't make any clinical claim, but I will tell you this. You take Balance of Nature, I'm telling you as a friend, you're going to love it. And we give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The offer is going to end soon, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, please. 800-246-8751. That's all you got to do. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use this discount code, The Answer.
They do have faces for radio, but you can still watch The Joe Piscopo Show now on Facebook or YouTube. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Thank you, George. Hey, George, thank you, Al, for that. Because you're teasing me. Because I don't have anybody to sing that song to me.
I'll sing it to you on Saturday if you like.
At the Army game?
Yeah, sure, that'll be great.
George, a great shot with the Statue of Liberty there. I saw that online. With that beautiful ship going right by. What are you going to sing?
Well, it's
going to
be cold on Saturday, so I'll sing Marshmallow World if you like. It's no problem. I can.
Well, but you got requests. People love that you sang that. And they think you should sing
terrible,
more.
Terrible, please. I barely have a broadcasting voice.
No,
I'm going to sing.
No, I really like it. Let me go to Neil in Staten Island. Neil, thank you for waiting. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning, my friend? Neil, I got you there.
I'm sorry.
He didn't punch him in.
There he is. Here's Neil. Hi, Neil.
He got prematurely Gattulo.
It's okay. You got Gattulo.
No, the phone. I'm not Gattulo anymore.
It's an accident.
The phone system is not working.
At all?
It's frozen.
Okay.
All right?
That's okay.
So
that's okay.
We have to now get rid of all the calls.
And
we have to restart the phone system.
Okay. So we're rebooting. You know, John Burnett's going to join us. John Burnett is the managing director of One Empire Group, columnist, and a former Republican candidate for New York City Comptroller. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on. Jeff Webb will join us. I hear Martha Bonetta is in the studio as well. So that's always nice. And that's always fun.
Frankie Five Boroughs.
Yes, sir.
As far as voting goes, it's the...
Polls are open, both New York and New Jersey.
Assembly will be all open for... it's just open in New Jersey.
Well, there are a number of incumbents running, but yes, every assembly seat is up for grabs. Man. Yes.
Now, in the Senate, anything else happening in Jersey?
I don't believe there's any Senate elections. There's a lot of... there's one special election for a senator that... died, I think. But I don't know the district.
There's some ancillary questions, like you said, some of those questions that they have in the
back. But they're very important, though. They're far from ancillary. In New York City, these are really important. Question one is going to change the way people vote in the city forever. Yep. And question two is going to change policing in the city forever. Question four is going to change budgeting in the city forever. It creates a rainy day fund. You remember the fellow that married me, Steve Fiala? This was his brainchild.
I thought you married Rachel.
Exactly. No, well, the officiant was Commissioner Steve Fiala, and this was his.
He was good.
He fought for this. And basically, you remember after September 11th when Mike Bloomberg rammed through that property tax increase of 18.5% when Bloomberg really wanted 25%, if the city had a rainy day fund like the one that's on the ballot this year, we wouldn't have had to do that. Mm. So basically, this says when times are going well, we sock a little money away, and then when there's economic downturn or an emergency, we can tap into that rainy day fund. Yeah, yeah. That's not something we have now. So I was enthusiastic about question four.
You need to do me a big favor. All of that garbage that you have laying up against the keyboard, you need to move that so I can restart the phone screen, because all that stuff is leaning against the keyboard.
I've got it's my French toast
and a banana,
and it's a book.
Five-hour energy.
It's Jamie Brown Hantman's book, and then so let me tell you if it comes up. Did I disconnect it?
I think because you leaned all that weight against it.
Can I lose these keyboards? I don't use any of the computers here at the station. Can I lose the keyboards when I come in? Maybe Matt, you can get those kind of out of the way so I could put all my junk, my French toast, because I have my iPad that works marginally, but it works better than.
You put that on your demand list for your next dinner with Jerry. Did the chairs come up at all last night?
No, wasn't like that. It was pals getting together and saying, you know, I walked back up Wall Street to say thank you to my boss for putting us on the air and creating this beautiful family that is AM 970 The Answer. And when I went to the theater, the Madison Theater, Malloy College, Saturday night, and I saw everybody there, I went, wow. And I knew it was all radio folks there, mostly radio folks, certainly Fox News and Mr. Cavuto. I thank him. But it's just a family that I'm telling you, in this day and age with the divide, look at the news that's happening today. This is what gets me crazy. And this is what I said on stage. And I stepped down off the stage and I talked to the folks and I said, it's tough when you have to report all the bad news. And today, a family killed in Mexico, 70 miles south of Arizona. How does that happen? What is going on there? Why does that happen? And then why are you going to complain about putting a wall up, for crying out loud, when there's these vicious, horrific criminals down there on the other side of our border? Jimmy O'Neill stepping down just broke my heart, because he's a great guy, although we wish the best to Dermot Shea now. He will be the new police commissioner in the great city of New York, New York. And Election Day. And the president crushed it in Kentucky last night. Crushed it. So there's a lot to get into, and we'll get into it all. But some of the negative stuff, sometimes I hesitate to tell you about, but it is our duty and our responsibility to do so on this very program. Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. He will have something. Mike always has something that we missed. Mike always seems to catch on something that's great that he will be broadcasting nationally on Salem Media on AM 970, The Answer at 10:05. Debbie Duhaime right now on the roads watching out for you traffic-wise on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Thanks, Joe. And the president had fun with the Washington Nationals as well. That was so enjoyable to see. Let's see what's happening here on the Palisades Parkway South, exit 10, getting down through the New City area. That's an accident on the shoulder, Joe. And major problems continue on the LIE. The LIE westbound is closed at Colmack Road. A serious accident involving four vehicles. And it looks like we're still seeing a lot of emergency activity at the scene here. Traffic is still moving solely on the eastbound Gowanus up by 38th. That's a stalled car in the way over there. Inbound side of the GWB looks okay. Lincoln 20 minutes in, 40 minutes out because of earlier problems. Holland still 20 into town. 109 North is closed in Jersey City. That's an accident investigation. That one involves a pedestrian. And over on 287 North, exit 12, a crash. Another accident, 287 North by 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager always looks at things from a different angle.
I was speaking to my producer, and he asked the question, Will Americans tire of the left's hysterias? I think that when you have hysteria that is national and mass, and it is, of course, repeated constantly, it has an impact.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the smart way to buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit thesmartwaytobuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Alan Dershowitz is speaking out against Nancy Pelosi's impeachment. Dershowitz is on Newsmax TV every night this week at 8 p.m. Eastern. He's exposing the war on Trump. See Alan with hosts like Mike Huckabee, Bill O'Reilly, Michelle Malkin, and more. Find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Fios, Optimum, and Uverse. Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable company. Tell them you want Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
It's time to select a Christmas gift with impact for your best clients, employees, friends, and family. Solaire infrared grills deliver the lasting value of a gift that will actually be used. And every time they'll think of you, Solaire infrared grills deliver the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Learn more about Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared gift giving at besthotgrill.com. You'll love this. besthotgrill.com.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Is Mike going to join us? Do we find Mike? We're going to find Mike. But right now, I want to tell you, this is very, very special. There are so many reasons to be a grateful nation. And in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedom. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 14th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who serve and their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. Hello, $15. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 1,700 other participating locations across the country and overseas, including Long Island National Cemetery and Calverton National Cemetery, just to name a few. Sponsor a veterans' wreath today. Show your appreciation. Go to www.wreathsacrossamerica.org. It's wreathsacrossamerica.org.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, Mike Gallagher, calling Mike Gallagher. Hello, Mike. How you doing this morning, my friend? There's the man.
Here he is. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Like, I mean, I love listening to you guys interact. The exchange about the French toast and the banana peel and Al
disgusting,
needing the
Mike.
Console
it's disgusting.
Clear. Well, I mean, honestly, goodness, what goes on in that
I
studio?
Shut down the whole phone system because I had my French toast. I had these keyboards, Mike, to the left, you know. I don't have a big Mike Gallagher studio with cameras, with a big picture of myself, with these cushy chairs, and with seven people working for Salem Media for your millions of listeners every morning. I've got, like, a computer shoved in my face. I got a little tiny look, everybody, look, George and Matt are laughing. They know. Gallagher's the big star here. We know who the big star is.
Yeah, right.
Listen. And then I'm at my show. I'm at my show on Saturday night at the Madison Theater, by the way, which I think you have to start going out and doing your great Broadway stuff. You would love this theater.
I'm watching you.
No, people come to me. They came up to me. They said her name was Mary Ellen. I'm a devout listener. I listen every morning. And you and Mike Gallagher. I love Mike Gallagher. She told me that. I wanted to tell you that. They love you, man. They love you.
Let me give you some love from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina yesterday.
Ah.
So, you know, I'm broadcasting from there, kind of an old-fashioned radio remote, Hamburger Joe's, literally cheeseburger joint.
I love it.
In Surfside Beach. I mean, they lost count. Hundreds of people came out to say hi, and we're on a really nice FM talk station there.
Yeah.
And there were people from Jersey who were the biggest Joe Piscopo fans, and the lady was so nice, and her name was Mary Ellen.
And
I think she was from Long Branch.
Long Branch. Yeah, anyway, absolutely, down the shore.
Long Branch. And she said, "Do you know Joe?" And I said, "Well, I see him in the halls." I said, "Listen, he's got an entourage. I mean, he comes in every morning. He's got his bodyguards. It's very difficult to get near him, but once in a while, when I can ask him if he needs more syrup for his French toast, I get to talk to him." But you are loved. These were New Jersey folks who've moved to Myrtle Beach. And Joe, yesterday's broadcast, it was a little bit like the Nationals at the White House. And they're my new second favorite team. You know, I turned against the Nats when the crowd booed the president.
Me too, exactly.
But how do you not love what they did yesterday? And you've got these players reaching out to him and thanking him.
Suzuki, the catcher, wearing the hat. Was that the best?
Wearing the MAGA hat.
Come on!
And Zimmerman turning to him and saying, "Thank you, Mr. President, for continuing to make America the greatest country."
Yeah.
I mean, this is – see, what they hate about that, Joe, is that normalizes him and that makes them crazy because they want to convince us that he's not normal. Remember when Jimmy Fallon mussed his hair?
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon has never – he's never stopped paying that price.
I know.
They hated the fact that he made him look normal.
Jimmy's such a nice guy.
Sad.
He's such a nice guy.
Oh,
Jimmy.
He's a great guy and did a great job with the president.
Yep.
And Trump is great in that kind of setting. He really is like you are. I mean, no matter how big or famous somebody is, I mean, they're fun to interact with. They're humble. Yeah. People like you and he are gracious. And that's the way Trump really is in person. Anyway, here's all these people yesterday. And you see all this nonsense and the impeachment stuff. Middle America, Myrtle Beach, people from Jersey, Piscopo fans, red, white, and blue shirts, MAGA hats, Trump shirts.
Yep.
I mean, that's real America.
I
and
know.
These folks in the Beltway, Joe, they never talk to these folks. They're like, they don't exist. We don't exist, those of us normals, like Kurt Schlichter normals.
The Full House, to your point, Mike Gallagher, the Full House that we had at the Madison Theater, beautiful, on the campus of Molloy College in Rockville Center, Long Island.
I mean, we
were all like-minded. And one gentleman wrote me and said, "Thank you for making us feel like proud Americans." Because we are proud Americans. And people,
there's
they miss it. There's nothing wrong with it. And I think it's the bulk of the country. And when I see the shenanigans that they try to portray. Hey, what about the Mueller probe, Mike? Do you talk about that on your show? Where's that? How did that just go away?
Well,
you know, Roger Stone has a jury selection today. Remember that? They forget about that.
Correct. They forget about it because it fizzles out, and they try to pivot to the next thing. And believe me, if Ukraine didn't work, like I always say, they'd try to go after him on the emoluments clause.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a list.
Yeah.
I call it the crap file. They're going to go down the crap file list and try to find anything they can. And it's un-American, Joe. We're 1 year from this week, 1 year away from an election.
Ah.
That is a blink of an eye. And you know what?
Yeah.
We have a chance to make history. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, another record high yesterday, now up nearly 18% on the year.
Oh, man.
Check out your 401ks.
Yeah.
Look at the way the economy is roaring and soaring. Horrible news out of Mexico. We're going to tell you about this awful massacre.
Yeah.
9 American citizens. And remember, this is your daily reminder, the Democrats don't want a wall. They don't want to have border security.
You're the best, Mike. Mike Gallagher's the greatest.
Great hearing your voice. Happy Tuesday, you guys.
Happy Tuesday.
Look out for the French toast, Al. Hang in there, guys.
We will. We love you, Mike.
A little space. I got some room for you down the hall. Love you guys, too.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970. It's apparently I've short circuit. I apologize. It was me that cut the calls off. No, actually, it was the book Heels in the Arena, a great book by our friend Jamie Brown. It's not her fault. It's my fault. So when we come back, we're going to talk Election Day, and we're going to talk about how you got to get out and vote. And I like to address the folks that say, no one's going to they're not going to. My vote doesn't matter. And those 3 million people that Al originally talked about, please get out and vote. Martha Bonetta will join us. You know, she does a great job, works in the White House all the time, and she's got a lot of nice things to say. We're going to talk about what's happening in Virginia. Virginia, remember all the problems we have with the Virginia? Well, everybody's running down there. Martha will break that down for us, as only she can. And Jeff Webb will be with us, too. It's Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Five Burrows, with Big Al and Debbie. We love you for listening, and we love you for watching on AM970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials releasing a preliminary autopsy report on the pilot killed in a plane crash in Colonia last week. The report said the pilot was alive after the moment of impact into a home. Dr. Michael Schloss was the only one on board the Cessna 414. According to the medical examiner's office, Schloss's heart didn't appear to be in distress, and there was soot in his lungs indicating he was alive after the plane crashed. Cops in Red Bank crediting one of their canine cops for catching a man wanted for assault. Police announced yesterday that they responded to a domestic violence call over the weekend. The man involved was gone by the time officers arrived. The department put their canine unit named Hunter on the case, and he tracked down the suspect walking about a mile away. Suspect allegedly gave a false name, but Hunter verified the guy was who they were looking for. He was then placed in custody.